Yours. Written by Aria Lurendier and read by Litra. A supernatural Gabriel Sam fic, with additional tags for proposal, AU, Gabriel proposing to Sam, fluff, and Gabriel had a rough trip home. Summary. Gabriel's been trying to figure out how to propose to Sam for a while now, and he might finally have figured out how. It had taken him 2 seconds, more or less, to decide that it was an excellent idea to propose to Sam. They'd been dating for 2 years, they were still stupidly in love, and weren't going anywhere anytime soon. But that was the problem. For all that he had made the decision and gone out and purchased the ring, though it's a simple thing since Sam wouldn't want anything flashy, just a solid statement, actually asking Sam was becoming a bit of an issue. The ring had been sitting in his pocket for over a month now, and he still hadn't found the right moment, or the right words, to propose to Sam. He sighed, and straightened his tie for dinner for the third time. "Gabe, it's straight, and it looks great. My parents don't care if your tie is a little crooked. They just want to have dinner to celebrate my promotion at work." Sam tugged Gabriel's fingers away from the tie and smiled. Gabriel smiled gratefully at Sam. "I told you how proud I was of you, didn't I?" His heart did a little turnover as Sam's smile turned bashful. "Yeah, you did, Gabe." Sam leaned down and stole a kiss. "Let's get going, okay?" Gabriel took another sip of wine and smiled as Sam continued to talk animatedly to his parents, describing all the responsibilities that had been leveled on him with this promotion at the firm. "So, Gabriel, how's your latest book coming along?" He blinked at the attention as it suddenly swung his way and smiled. "It's a little bit more of a serious one, instead of my usual fare. Inspired by a rough trip home. Even though my publisher doesn't like the idea, I'm publishing it under just my first name."
Mary Winchester blinked in surprise. "Oh? Why? You've been publishing under Gabriel Milton for years."
Gabriel glanced over at Sam, smiling at his immediately concerned look.
"Well, on my last trip home, I told my family I was seeing someone, that it was serious, and that I'd like to bring him for a visit. My father, well, he made it clear I was no longer a member of the family."
"Oh, Gabriel, I'm so sorry."
"So am I." Gabriel gave a sad smile and took another sip of his wine. "But it's their loss. Sam's absolutely amazing. And if they don't want to meet him, they're idiots."
He glanced over at his boyfriend and saw the blush he loved creeping up his cheeks. John cleared his throat, drawing all attention at the table to him.
"You could just use Winchester, if you want. For future books, Gabriel. I mean, you and Sam have been dating for years, and I know Mary and I consider you one of our kids."
Gabriel blinked and turned to look at Sam. His lips curled up in a slow smile. He reached for the ring box in the pocket of his slacks and pulled it out.
"Well, that's as good a lead-in as any."
He put it on the table in front of Sam, taking a brief moment to admire the stunned looks on everyone's faces, especially Sam's.
"Been trying to figure out how to say this for a while now, Sam. And nothing ever really seemed quite right and seemed to fit us. But, you know, your parents are right. I don't have a last name. Could I have yours?"
he said, never looking away from Sam.